This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, where Fitzy, you know I often like to say the truth is never mean. So before we
I've heard that once or twice in my life, yes.
Before we get to the three-point stance real quick, I need to acknowledge the text line, 617-779-7937, same as the call line.
It's been active today, huh?
Very active. It's been flowing in, some nice, some not nice. Stiz update from the 42-year architect who smokes cigars. The cigar will not set off the sprinklers.
Oh, lighten up. Smoke them if you got them.
I don't think that is what I meant by that.
Back it, kid.
Maybe run that by, I don't know, some authoritative figure.
Ken's on vacation.
401 says, you Red Sox fans make me laugh. You guys hop on and off the bandwagon more than any other fan base in Boston.
Come on, please.
There's some truth to that, Fitzy. We've been on
there
and off
the bandwagon.
There
is truth to that, but also, Andy, is there not reason or rationale behind said truth? Because when the Red Sox are actually, when ownership, FSG, is committed to the Red Sox and the Red Sox nation and the Red Sox cause, then it's fun to hop on. But it's always, I would dare say, given the success of the other teams and their managerial inconsistency, sometimes you need to hop off. They tell you certain years are bridge years. We still watch, we listen, but you can't be as emotionally committed when they tell you, like, we're probably not going to be pretty good this year.
Plus, if we take the bandwagon thing literal, if you were on a vehicle, a wagon of some sort that is rolling down the hill, and I don't know, there was like a mountain in front of it or the road blew up and there was a bridge out, like, wouldn't you jump off the bandwagon? And if it was smooth sailing ahead on a nice wide open highway, you'd probably stay on the bandwagon. So
it doesn't mean that we're pink hats. It doesn't mean that we're bad fans.
We're smart.
This is what they've done. They borderline deserve it at this point. That said, all aboard this year, baby.
All right, it is 3 o'clock. It is time for Dan Ball's favorite segment, the three-point stance.
319!
318!
318's
a hot! Yeah, there you go!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for what is apparently my favorite segment, which is the three-point stance, which is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. What?
Wouldn't that have been a perfect spot for you to squeeze in, or if the sprinklers go off in the studio where you're working?
Call. Oh, there you go.
Look, don't you? Whoa.
Or if your bandwagon gets too heavy that it causes an accident.
I mean, Dan Ball, I've learned how you do these things. You try to squeeze in a timely reference tied into the show.
You didn't squeeze one in when you were filling in for me doing it.
Oh, because I was a rookie in that role. I didn't, you know, keep it simple, stupid kind. Just you know, stick with the what I had to get. I needed to get
in
the
fairness,
sponsor,
Andy,
the
I
number.
Will say Dan Ball has been working his Dan Balls off recently. Like Friday night after the show, he was, of course, the host on the Red Sox pregame and post. He was also filling in over the weekend as well, doing Baseball Isn't Boring with the Play Tessie crew. So, you know, if he's coming in today trying to get outs with sliders, sinkers, and junk balls as opposed to his, you know, Chapman-like fastball, I understand. Shout out Dan Ball. You've been grinding, baby.
Hey, thank you, Fitzy. I
screw you.
That.
If you're on the field, I hold you to a high standard.
Shut up. You suck.
Do or do not. There
if
is no
If you've been
try.
Hurt in a car or work accident or you're not good enough for Andy Hart, you got to get Glassman. Call all
there
sevens
it is.
At 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, one of which just cannot be pleased, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports. Each host gets 60 seconds for their opening stance, after which we will discuss each and every one. Our order today is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball. He always is. Andy Hart, you're in control. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Here's your 60 seconds. Go.
Okay. So we've been talking about the Boston Red Sox. We've been talking about their abilities and maybe what their ceiling is. They're on a 10-game winning streak. Could they go to the World Series? All these things. Trade deadline, second half. One spot where I am pretty much sure they are not only the best team in Boston sports right now, but maybe the best the city of Boston has seen in nearly a decade. Obviously, that's not best playoff team or championship winner. They're not there yet. It's the most likable team. These Boston Red Sox are the most likable team we've seen in Boston for 7, 8, 9 years. And you're like, what about the Celtics? They won a title. That doesn't make them the most likable. There are people that don't love their superstar. There are people that don't love my guy, JB. Right now, the Boston Red Sox do not really have an unlikable player. Thankfully, they traded away the unlikable player. The dink in the punch bowl was traded to the Giants. Now they're led by a guy in Seydon Rafaela who has a great smile, a great energy, a great youthful leadership quality. He has clutch playmaking ability. He had Fenway Park looking like Mookie Betts from back in the day. The Red Sox have an ace. They have a closer. Those are fun. Those are sexy. They have young, talented players. They have athletes. They're winning. They are the talk of Boston for good reason. They're the most likable team we've seen in this city for nearly a decade, maybe since Isaiah Thomas's Celtics.
And the best part is, if you check social media over the weekend, Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer were like in a corner booth at some undetermined Boston club slash bar lounge, chatting up a couple of lovely ladies. Like, welcome back to the days of Nomar and Tom Brady prowling the rack. Boston is so back, baby.
Well, plus you have a running mate. You have two superstar running mates. Now, I will say, based on the video I saw, maybe it was a still. I don't even know.
But do they like playing together?
Roman Anthony looked like he was the wingman in that. He looked bored out of his mind with the girl he was with on that two-man, as they call them now. They're not double dates. They're two-man. She was a chuzz. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm not using that term. I don't know the woman.
No, keep going. Keep going.
Nope. I'm just saying. Yep. He looked like he wanted
to move on. Sometimes graves don't dig themselves.
I feel like that's just kind of his style, though. He's definitely more, I think, low-key versus Marcelo's the suave.
Okay, maybe.
That's what
I've been saying that from day one.
Or he was bored.
Marcelo Meyer is like GQ cover handsome.
Nope. The 2023-2024 C's were way more likable. No, they weren't.
They just won a lot.
Yeah, they won. Yeah. Oh, they were a much better team.
Yeah.
They won.
They're likable because they never lost.
Doesn't make them likable.
Right.
There is a youthful
energy.
The
way they came together.
This team that is, and you get to lock into them. That's the other thing. Because you think you're going to be with these guys for a while now, that they could be the core of fun for a while now. Dan Ball, take control of this.
With pleasure. All right, Fitzy, you ready?
Tough act to follow, but I'll try.
It always is. Here is your 60 seconds, and they start right now.
All right, you guys know how I feel about this, that, the other, and your mother related to the New England Patriots, but I did want to talk a little football today since Red Sox mania has now abundantly swept the nation and the first hour plus of our show. So recently, of all people in the NFL, for the most curious of reasons, Aaron Rodgers has been making the news, first because he had a run-in with a child and said child's father, supervisor, whatever, looking for an autograph, and Rodgers denied him, saying that he believed that they were just autograph hounds trying to sell his merch. Okay, that's fine. But recently, over the weekend, Aaron Rodgers was also at a golf tournament, and this little engagement took place.
Almost doesn't count.
Rodgers is walking from one hole to the next, passes by a gallery, his club slides off to the slide, and his club almost hits a kid. I think this kid was probably trying to garner some internet attention. The kid yells out, "Aaron, you almost hit me." Rodgers, with beverage in hand, says, "Almost doesn't count." I know everyone thinks that Aaron Rodgers is one of the biggest dinks, one of the biggest jerks, one of the most self-inflated smartasses in all of professional sports. It almost feels like he's going full heel turn, embracing what a jackass he can be. And considering that he plays for the Steelers, I think I love it, and I can't wait to watch him this season.
Nobody loves to create a headline quite like Aaron Rodgers. I know there are people that are in that category, but even when he was relevant in doing his McAfee things, I mean,
yeah,
he would go as far off the football track, Fitzy. Just I honestly do think just to keep his name in the,
yes,
in the headlines.
His club almost whacked a kid, and the kid said, "You almost hit me." And Rodgers' reply was, "Almost doesn't count."
Yeah, I'm interested.
I mean, he's so full of himself, and he's such a jackass. And he is so seemingly irrelevant, I guess, to a certain degree, that he's perhaps just steering into a full heel turn this season because, like, how the hell did I end up on the Steelers? I don't know. Well, let's just have fun because this is the last ride. I got to tell you, I'm all for it. Andy, I would like to know, when it gets time for the roundtable discussion, what you think of the Steelers and how you think Rodgers is going to play on the team this year.
I have thoughts.
Okay, save them up.
Perfect.
Save them up.
Save them up. We have two very different opinions to start this off. We have the Red Sox being likable, and then Aaron Rodgers, the antithesis of any of that. All right,
of the Red Sox, yes.
May I have 60 seconds, please?
Daniel, your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, gents. So I was lucky enough to share the airwaves with the guys from the Play Tessie podcast for a couple hours on Saturday during the Baseball Isn't Boring
great
program.
Great story.
In for yeah. Rob Bradford.
See you with the Marconis.
Three different
great
stories. And I stumbled ass backwards into an opinion. It was the day when Seydon Rafael was playing second base.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't panic too much about it at the time, and I'm not panicking now because I think it's another one of the Red Sox ploys. This was being done to give the illusion to other teams, I don't know, the San Diego Padres or something like that, that they don't have an outfield problem, that there isn't a glut. They can move Rafaela into the infield and move everybody around, and all of a sudden, it's not like we have one extra piece that we're just dying to trade away. We're going to make everything work. This is an asset that you're going to need to pay more for. They've done it before with Masataki Yoshida, saying, oh, he's going to be a great left fielder in 2025. That's a ploy, just to try to get other teams to believe that he can play the outfield and do it well. The Seydon Rafaela second base stunt, yes, it was done just to make sure you get your best bats in the lineup, but I think it was done more to spin it to other teams that we don't have to make a trade, we don't have to move Jaron Duran, and if you want to get one of our outfielders, you still have to pay a premium because we need every single one.
I have thoughts.
All right. Well, we apparently have thoughts all around. So Andy's take, the Red Sox are the most likable Boston sports team in quite some time. Fitzy, with Aaron Rodgers and everything that goes against being likable, and myself with Seydon Rafaela and the second base ploy by the Boston Red Sox. So Andy, I'll start with you and your thoughts that you wanted to share on Aaron Rodgers and kind of just his being right now in the sports world.
So I, like Fitzy, I've always enjoyed him. I know a lot of people mm-hmm. didn't during the COVID era, the vaccination era, and I thought everything, he has interesting views on a lot of things. I think some of those are genuine. I also think he loves to push buttons. He loves mm-hmm. to get a reaction. He loves to see how people will react to what he says on McAfee. And I think you're right, Fitzy. He's kind of steered into, that's who I am, and I enjoy it, and no one gets hurt by it, right? Like, this little kid says, "You almost hit me," and he goes, "Almost doesn't count." Like, that's a good snarky line if that's the character you want to be.
I laughed out loud, honestly, right? Andy. And that runs afoul of the way you and I generally are as, like, dads, coaches, et cetera. Like, we don't want to like whack a kid with a club or like be insensitive to their needs or any sort of peril. But the kid was seeking attention and Rodgers just kind of big time. So it was great.
I think Aaron Rodgers in a lot of ways is now the anti-Brady. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. Like, you know, I've always had a great relationship with Bill. And we talked about how Tom just cares about everything he says and how it's going to be received. And mm-hmm. even Sophia Vergara. That, oh, he said she was too old. No, 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 his people are pushing back. He would never say she's too old because Tom cares about his image and his brand and all these things. Whereas I think Rodgers has gone the other way and says, F it, I'm not a brand. I'm not an image. I'm just a guy that plays quarterback. He even recently has said, when he's done playing, you'll never see me again. I'm going away. And whether
that's like J.D. Salinger, that's it.
Whether that's true or not, we'll have to stick around to find out, as they say. But he's just enjoying his role as a heel or just a button pusher, contrarian, whatever you, and I enjoy it. Now, as for the Steelers, I think they're going to be a debacle. I don't think Mike Tomlin's going to enjoy it. I don't, like, you bring in new talent, you try to piece it together with DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers. Also don't know what Aaron Rodgers has left at this point physically in his career. There's a lot to wonder about. I think the Steelers have sold out a little bit. Like, for what the Steelers have always been, you know, we'll go 9-8, but we'll do it our way. The standard is the standard. Isn't that what Mike Tomlin says? The standard is still the standard. I don't know what the standard is anymore when you get in bed with Aaron Rodgers. So they've sold out, and I don't think it's going to work. But we'll see. We'll see. He'll still entertain me with his weekly interviews, I'm sure.
Yeah, and the way this team is coming together right now is so odd. It's such a strange hydra of, you know, other previously used NFL parts, rookies, second year guys, cast offs, and what, like, it's either going to work in adding to one of the most, if not potentially the most entertaining and most competitive division in football, the AFC North, though the NFC North and even the AFC West would probably like to be heard from as well, or it's going to be a disaster. And Mike Tomlin will finally have his first losing season as a head coach in the NFL. And Aaron Rodgers will be laughing the entire time as he opens his portal to his ayahuasca-filled hell and says, see you down there, sucker. I don't know. I just, for some reason, recently have decided, like, I'm kind of enjoying the show. Mostly because, Andy, as we know, every good story is only as good as the heel, as the villain. Like, if you're going to have a good hero's journey, you need a real good baddie. And the fact that Aaron Rodgers is done with the facade of goodness and is just like, nah, I'm going to be a straight dick now. Like, bravo, sir. He is anti-Brady in that regard. He's not going to worry about being seen on a yacht with Kate Hudson and when we all know he should be spending family time. It's like, no, I'm a prick. Here's what we got. Deal with it.
Well, it's funny. You keep using a lot of words that I'm not even sure we're supposed to use in the sense you're using them. So I'm going to avoid those. But he's being that. And he's married. Supposedly married. Is he actually married? Have we
don't
like,
even
verified?
Know to who.
Like, is he married? And it'd be funny, though, if he's those words you use that I don't on the radio because I'm a more mature human being. Or Tom Brady, who cares.
You wish.
Tom Brady, who cares about everything he does and says and seems like he'd like to be a family man, who can't parlay that into marriage. So I think that's an interesting juxtaposition there in this Shakespearean Indeed. Tragedy that is those two careers. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I do think that it's good to have Aaron Rodgers just for pure theater in
S's
in
and G's, if
yep,
you will.
Yep, 100%. So, but let's get, since Dan is tapped out in the back and is laughing
with his feet
up in the air, I'll take control of this damn segment.
No, we have the answer. He is dating and apparently married to a, a woman named Brittany. Stiz, can you? Please.
Well, I said to Dan, it's funny because it only says one name, but I said, I think the lady he's married to is just, her name is Brittany. And then, because it's spelled weird. And then Dan
Brittany?
Was like, no, that's, Dan said, you idiot, that's Brittany.
Jesus. Sorry.
No, just the same way that Jordan is technically Jordan, but we call her Jordan. Henceforth, Mrs. Aaron Rodgers is going to be Brittany.
But there's no last name. Just
Encyclopedia Brittany.
Maybe she's a stripper.
B-R-I-T-T-A-N-I. I've Brittany. Never spelled Brittany.
Put your hands together for Brittany on center stage.
Get out lots of your money because here comes Brittany.
I mean, maybe it's that. I don't know. We're not insinuating
Shohei
Brittany. A stripper. Not that there would be anything wrong with that if he was married to a stripper. Dan, would you like to move forward with this?
More than anything, Fitzy. He is currently.
Do we still say stripper? I thought we say adult entertainer.
Stripper's not okay anymore.
I got in trouble for saying Jimmy's the other day, so I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to say those. I have heard that.
Wait, hold on, Stiz. I just want you to know that as crazy as people may have thought that three-point segment was, exiting the studio on Friday at Fenway Park and then over the weekend on Cape Cod, two separate random people yelled out, "Hey, Fitzy, sprinkles should be for free." So I just want you to know.
Well, side note, sprinkles suck. I'm not a big fan of sprinkles.
What do you mean sprinkles suck?
They're like weird, waxy, flavorless things. They do nothing to add to my enjoyment.
They make children happy.
No, you know what the new sprinkle is?
Cotton candy crunch.
Cotton candy crunch, baby. There's a reason it's like $18 for like a cup of it on Amazon or whatever the hell I paid through the nose for. It is.
Oh, you
phenomenal.
Bought some for the homestead.
Oh,
by
yes.
the way, side note, if you're watching, if you're currently consuming the program on YouTube Live or Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, behind me is a photograph of the ice cream that I ate last night, which was called Allen Harbor Almond Joy. It was the single best ice cream I have ever had in my entire life.
So he pimps beer. We've accepted that,
great
right?
Great story.
We've accepted that he's going to say Narragansett 32 times a show. Now he's
same
pimping
way you
ice
say
cream.
Miller Lite 33 times a show.
Now you're pimping ice cream as well.
It just made me happy. No, I put it up there because it reminded me of how good. I took my kids out for ice cream last night, and we had the best time, and the ice cream was out of control good.
Guess who's angling for free ice cream next time they stop by the shop?
Guess who weighs a lot more than he did last night?
All right, Dan Ball, is that going to put a pin in this?
I think so. Fitzy, any thoughts real quick on the likability of the Red Sox and any other likable teams that maybe they compare to?
It's slightly hyperbolic, but when you're riding a joy wave that is a 10-game win streak with improbable come-from-behind wins, dominant pitching performances, and the evolution of a youth movement that is the new face of the franchise and possibly the Boston sports scene, a scene that was just 2 months ago on its hands and knees begging for relevance or a second chance with Jason Tatum down for the count, the Bruins a mess, the Patriots looking for redemption, and the Red Sox spiraling post-Bregman injury. No, it's okay to be a little hyperbolic and steer into this because they're just so much fun. I haven't missed a game in like a week and a half, 2 weeks. Like I don't miss a moment. Like it was such a joy to be there Thursday night and then to have Friday night's game top it in a game where when the results happen, you yell out loud and somebody comes running over to your house and says, "Is everything all right?" And they're just like, "No, it's fine. It's just Rafael just hit it out onto the pike. Holy smokes, they're so good."
But to say that they're more likable than the most recent Celtics championship team, I think you're wiling.
They could,
nuts.
You know,
I don't know what that word means. What does wiling mean?
Wiling out.
Wilding.
As in,
Stiz is a chuzz.
What is wrong with this show today?
I'll have you know I have no girlfriend.
Is there anyone?
He's a sprinkled covered chuzz.
Is there anyone right now that people don't like on the Boston Red Sox? I'll hang up and listen. Apparently.
Yoshida? Do people want to see Yoshida go?
No,
maybe?
I feel like
they love him. They talk about it. His running style and everything he does. And remember his inflatable dumbbells. And he's got all these little side stories. Is there a member of the Boston Red Sox that people don't like?
Connor Wong.
That might be a decent one, but I don't. I mean, that's.
I mean, backup catcher is a reach.
Just so you can say
catcher's a reach.
Backup catcher.
Yeah.
If you go in that deep, backup catcher, that would prove my point. I believe the Boston Celtics won a title last year where some people didn't like their superstar. Jason Tatum is not beloved. And my guy, JB, the guy who won you the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA Finals, is polarizing. Is absolutely polarizing. There's a large portion of the fan base that does not love Jaylen Brown.
No,
so you're
people love that team, dude. I mean,
because they won.
Porzingis, Derek White.
Because
they
won.
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday.
Sam Hauser. Yacking in his beers and then throwing them out to people.
Because they won. If this team wins, it's going to be more popular than that team. Because everybody loves everybody on this team. They even love all the freaking jerseys they're throwing at us. People love the yellow. They love the green. They love the whole thing. This is the most likable sports team in Boston in a long, long time. I don't know that they'll win.
They need to win more.
They need to win more to earn that.
Then
10 in a row?
No, meaning like they need to make the postseason. They need to not make this another mirage or facade. Like don't fall down and, you know, bust your nose after the All-Star break. Make sure that you're still in it come August. We want that meaningful baseball in September when the Patriots come back as well. And it's shoulder season on the beach, and the boat is still out, and gansets are flowing, and children are enjoying sprinkles on their ice cream, and Boston is the epicenter of the sports universe again. Good day, sir.
That's a new record for Fitzy. He got his ice cream and his beer reference into one segment. 617-779-7937. Do you have a reaction in terms of the likability
of the Boston Red Sox. Could they indeed be the most likable Boston sports team in nearly a decade? Give us a call, 617-779-7937. Up next, it's Home Run Derby night for Major League Baseball down in Atlanta. We're going to talk about that as well as rank the best all-star skills challenges. NFL, hockey, baseball, basketball. I know what used to be king, but I think there might be some debate as to which is the best skill challenge of all-star weekends. We'll talk a little Home Run Derby up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But we have a home run for you in terms of information. Dan Ball has what's trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
No, I'll give you that one. I'll give Andy Hart a little bit of
that
one.
Thank you, the Dan Ball stamp of approval.
Absolutely. It did make me roll my eyes, which is all that matters. Here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Red Sox won their 10th game in a row on Sunday as they completed the four-game series sweep over the Tampa Bay Rays. The final score was 4-1. Brian Baio with his sixth win of the season. Aroldis Chapman with his 17th save. This is the first 10-game winning streak for the Sox since 2018. The Red Sox entered the All-Star break in third in the American League East and in the second wildcard spot, just one game behind the Yankees. The two teams are currently tied in the win column right now. In other Sox news, the team drafted the following players in the first three rounds of the 2025 MLB draft yesterday. First round, 15th overall, right-handed pitcher Kyson Witherspoon out of Oklahoma. Second round, 33rd overall, right-handed pitcher Marcus Phillips out of Tennessee. Second round, 75th overall, infielder Henry Godbout out of Virginia. And finally, third round, 87th overall, right-handed pitcher Anthony Ianson out of LSU. The Home Run Derby is tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPN. The betting odds are as follows. Cal Raleigh at plus 300. O'Neal Cruz at plus 330. Andy just jumped in on the video if you saw it there on Twitch. James Wood at plus 400. Byron Buxton plus 850. Matt Olson plus 900. Junior Caminero plus 950. Brent Rooker plus 1,000. And Jazz Chisholm plus 1,400. The All-Star game is tomorrow night, also at 8 p.m. And finally, the Celtics beat the Knicks 94-81 in Summer League play yesterday. Charles Bassey led the way with 22 points off the bench. The Seas visit the Miami Heat tonight. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. You've got to try the new burgers at the Nines. Bigger, bolder, and beefier, their half-pound, 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. Try the new Bourbon Onion Burger and get more ang for your buck. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
WEEI, WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Back.
Got
it. Back, and... Way back. Stop it. Moonshot. Slugged.
Whoa.
Smacked. God. I'll be seeing you soon. Goodbye.
That was the legendary Chris Berman. On ESPN over the years with the back calls of Home Run Derby night, which is tonight in Atlanta. And that got us to thinking. Up next, we will indeed pick winners for tonight's Home Run Derby. I'm going with a popular choice, mostly for his nickname, but that's just a little tease.
Oh, geez, who could that be?
We'll get to that next. Some people might not know. We always say there's a West Coast bias. Some people may not know who that person even is, the kind of year he's having, where he plays. That Stiz right now has no idea.
It rhymes with...
You don't know who I'm talking about, do you?
No, I do not.
That's not the barometer you're shooting for
you
on
chuzz.
This, though.
I'm just going to keep using that until somebody says
you can't.
How
many times are you going to chuzz him up?
I don't think that's how it's used. It's not a
verb. Yeah, that may have been more offensive.
Yeah, you just offended the entire audience. But it got us thinking. So you have Major League Baseball with the Home Run Derby. I'll tell you what is not good, because I was watching it. It's actually on, I think it might have been last night. I was watching a replay. The softball celebrity, whatever the hell they play.
That used to be fun.
Oh, my God. It's set. They should be embarrassed what I was watching. I watched for like 10 minutes. It was the worst performance I've ever seen. Like, at least get a few athletes.
Who were the celebrities, too? Was it like Mark Paul Gosselaar?
I didn't even know most of them. Like, Jenny Finch is always there. She's made a career out of that. She plays those celebrity softball games, which isn't fair because, you know, she's an all-time great softball player, so that's not really how that's supposed to work. Is Michael Jordan going to play celebrity basketball
Mario
games
Lopez,
now? Mario like,
Lopez, the we cast doing? Of Vanderpump Rules.
So, Major League Baseball has the Home Run Derby. That's tonight. We'll all be watching, 8 o'clock. The NFL has had various things over the year, but right now has the skills and flag football setup they've been using at the Pro Bowl. NBA has the slam dunk contest, the three-point contest, and the skills challenge. All dribbling, passing, you go down, layups.
When you add all of them together, it kind of blows.
Yep. And then NHL has the skills competition that I actually enjoy. I've always kind of enjoyed Dan Ball, the shooting at like the pie plates in the corner of the goal.
Yeah,
for the
hardest
accuracy.
Shot competition.
Hardest shot.
Shots, yeah.
Like some of those things are pretty cool. I think that's pretty fun. Fitzy doesn't. He's a wet blanket for this segment. Mm-hmm. He's playing the role of Ted in this 3:30 segment here on WEEI Afternoons.
You out of your mind, bro?
So I would actually say, are we
out of your mind?
Are we doing this right now, or are we doing it over the totality of its existence? Because if it's over the totality, then three-point contest slam dunk wins. But right now, I think it's Home Run Derby. I think it's Home Run Derby for me because the slam dunk contest has fallen off a map. It's no longer, you know, Jordan versus Dominique versus Kenny Skywalker and Sean Kemp, and it's just lost its way. What's that guy, McGlunkin, whatever, the guy who dunks?
Matt
but
McClung.
That isn't actually in the league.
It's his last name is the same noise that a basketball makes when I shoot it off the rim.
I hate that. If I want to see a guy win it, like Larry Bird, I want to see you win the three-point contest.
Oh,
like,
you don't want to see a G League guy who gets called up to do the dunk contest and then sent back to irrelevance?
And that's the beauty of Major League Baseball's home run derby, is you get guys who are all-stars. You get guys that are worthy of being watched hit home runs. You're not just getting some long ball guy who he can do that as a freak of nature, but actually isn't even in Major League Baseball these days. So I say home run derby is the best. I know there's been criticisms, Fitzy, over the years, formats. Oh, there's too many swings. It takes too long. There's too many rounds. There's this, there's that. But in its totality, I still think Chicks and the rest of us dig the long ball.
Yeah, you know what I like about it is when they started when you could bring in your own pitcher, and like a lot of guys were trying to hit home runs, you know, with their dad throwing to
good
them.
Good point.
Like, the emotional connectivity that they have brought into the home run derby.
Or the kid.
Kids in the outfield.
Yeah. Oh, no, the kid. What about the kid that comes and brings you Gatorade? Like sometimes you have your son like wipe your brow and give you a little drink of Gatorade.
That's great. And you've got like, you'll always have the, you know, I'm sure tonight it'll be Vlad Guerrero's and other ones over there heat checking you, waving the towel, spraying water on you because you're just on fire.
Yep.
It's always kind of fun when someone hits one in the outfield and it doinks off some luckily they're all
it's all
been
fun
okay
and games till someone dies.
It's well, hopefully not.
Exit velocity is 111. At some point it's gonna catch somebody in the wrong way and it's gonna be like, boy, it was really dumb to have kids running around the outfield.
We really shouldn't have had a bunch of 9-year olds.
It's all we always do it. Reactionary. Don't be ahead of the curve. You got robot umps, you might want to have robot ball retrievers during home run derby.
And if baseball wants to like maintain its dominance, they should figure out ways. They should almost ask themselves, like, how would the Savannah Bananas handle this? And if they're able to answer that question, baseball will be able to stay on top. But for the time being, I don't really care about the slam dunk and three-point contest anymore. I was only mostly excited about it last year when I thought it was going to be Steph Curry versus Caitlin Clark. That never materialized. I think that's a complete snooze fest. The skills challenge in flag football. Flag football is going to be fun in 2028, Andy, when it counts and there are Olympic medals on the line. And I'm not even going to bother with the NHL. So for me, also the home run derby contest.
Well, so disrespectful, Dan, to the NHL. I actually think a strong argument can be made that NHL is two on this list.
I would tend to agree. I mean, I'm obviously biased in the other direction saying this, but you've lost so much luster on the three-point competition, and there really isn't anything else that kind of comes from that skills deal. The NHL has kind of just been solid. Riding the same line over the course of the years, because they still get all their stars involved.
Who's the guy? Al
Iafrady.
Used to 108 miles an hour or whatever kind of thing.
Second only to Zdeno Chara.
Look at me knowing a little something about the skills competition. The little, when they do the little puck things, the passing things through the little slots and stuff, it's enjoyable. I know a lot of people don't watch it necessarily. I'm not saying it's a
welcome
huge
to
draw.
Hockey. Yeah.
Right. But it's fun. Dan, it seems like the logical opportunity. I've always had an idea for another event in the skills competition.
Okay.
Sure.
What about, you know how in hockey sometimes you want to clear it so you go around the boards?
Yes.
And you hit it one side. They should have a skill where you try to hit it as far and as long around the boards as it can possibly go. What do you think?
Nobody would watch it once again, but I think it'd be really fascinating.
No one would watch. That's where I'm.
Is there any chance someone could get it to go around the entire ring?
Oh, absolutely. I haven't done it myself, but I've seen social media videos of plenty of people being able to do it.
I think that needs to be added to Skills Weekend. So can you contact people in your world hockey and tell them to add that?
I'll get Gary on the line.
Gary Bettman?
Yeah.
Is he
still?
I was going to say Gary Bettman, but I was like, he can't still be the commissioner of that league.
Oh, he has.
Okay.
He's ageless.
Last thing I would argue, too, is just from a total all-star package, I think baseball kind of has it covered on both sides. I think they have the best event, and I think they also probably have the best all-star game itself right now. Like, the 3-on-3 in hockey's fun, but it's a different sport. Mm-hmm. Basketball's the worst. And flag football right now, again, I understand what they're trying to do, but you're also deviating from the sport. Like, baseball, you still got guys throwing 100 and giving what is probably their all, or most of their all in the game.
Yeah, they've all fallen off. And the bottoming out was the Bud Selig ran out of pitchers, just end the game.
2002 was the absolute death valley of all All-Star games.
Which came shortly after Pedro in 99 blowing everybody away and ending his career by taking an All-Star game too seriously. But baseball is still...
Oh, but it was great, though.
It was great, but it exacerbated issues down the road for him. But no, I think baseball is still the closest. You're not going to get... Well, first of all, you're not allowed to plow the catcher anymore or do any of that. But you're not going to get Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle level execution at an All-Star game. But it is a watchable competition because, as you said, the pitcher coming in to pitch is going to throw 100, and the guy trying to hit it is trying to hit it out of the ballpark. It's not, you know, oh, I'm not going to throw as hard as I can and let you hit a home run. Adrian Peterson taking the Pro Bowl more seriously than everybody else to win an MVP and, like, running people over because he was trying harder than everybody else. Baseball,
is there anything else they
plays.
Could add to the Major League Baseball All-Star festivities?
World Series home field advantage. This time it counts.
Yeah,
Fox.
They did that for a while, and then people got mad, big mad, so they dropped that 4 or 5 years ago. But I'm just trying to think, like, some other sort of skills competition, you know, outfield throws into a bucket, some sort of pitcher accuracy challenge.
Yes. Those things.
I feel like there's another level, Andy, another layer potentially of skills they could add to it with accuracy, throwing, running drills that would just make it even more enjoyable because, you know, with such a glut of young stars coming through baseball right now and obviously us celebrating and toasting them in Boston, like, these are things that I would love to see.
Yes, they should. Now, you increase the risk of injury every time you add a layer to this, whereas...
Yeah, when you walk out the door, you can get hit by a bus as well.
Right, but they take BP every day. These guys can hit. The chance of injury... Now, there's the side issue of whether it screws up your swing if you do the home run derby for
the
second half.
Ask Bobby Abreu about that.
That's a separate topic, but most guys don't get hurt in the home run derby, but if you add... you know, hardest outfield throw or something, you could definitely tear something, pull something. Would I love to see it? Absolutely. I would love to see, Dan Ball, but real quick before I go to you, when you go to Cooperstown with the, whatever they are, 12-year-old All-Stars or whatever, I don't know if people have heard of it, but it's a huge Little League level competition. They do a bunch of skills. They do fastest base runner, where they just, you have to round the bases as fast as possible and then stopwatch. They do a home run derby. They do a team relay drill where you have to throw the ball around the entire field in a certain order with accurate throws and get it to a certain spot. I forgot exactly how it works, but they time that. So it's like center fielder throws to third base, who throws to left field, whatever the kind of mishmash of throws is. I think those things would be fun. But you're adding a layer of injury, and as soon as a guy blows out a UCL or something, there goes that event, Robert Edwards style on the beach.
So I love watching all of those historic games they do, like when they play at the Field of Dreams, and I think they're building another sort of like special, unique one-off field for Major League Baseball. There's that new sport, Andy, where they play baseball at night with glowing balls and bats called Cosmic Baseball. I mean, you could tweak it every year so that there's just a little, like, you get what you want and what you expect, but there's always going to be some sort of new wrinkle to it just to keep, most importantly, and this is what you have to remember, you keep the kids watching because the kids are the ones that are going to want to buy the jerseys and that are going to want to follow the players and get their baseball cards. That's who this is for in the first place, not you. Not me, the Lils.
Even though I still got the money in this family and I'm still the one buying things, they want to keep the kids happy, so they cater to them. You're right, Fitzy.
That's the problem with Apple Pay is they always end up going to get something, and the next thing you know, we're tapping three buttons and giving them $100.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we are indeed going to pick the winner of tonight's Home Run Derby, and we're going to put our money where our mouths are. Fitzy, me, Dan Ball, Stiz, we're all going to pick Brian for Zocco, and then you're going to go into your gambling app, and we're all actually going to put some money on our guy so we can celebrate tomorrow like we knew what we were talking about, and listeners can chime in as well. That's up next. Home Run Derby predictions here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Big Poppy sends this way back up there, and it is gone. So Big Poppy hits another one, which he didn't need, but it's like, I'll be seeing you soon.
Hanley Ramirez put on a great show, but David Ortiz of the Red Sox in May. Uh-oh, can he still get it done? In July, he's an all-star and the champ of the 2010 State Farm Home Run Derby.
David Ortiz on a memorable Red Sox night in the Home Run Derby. Tonight, we will have the Home Run Derby in Atlanta and some interesting and notable candidates. I want to do a quick reverse quiz with Stiz. Look it up in the Urban Dictionary. It's a very, very sexual. Stiz, do you know who leads Major League Baseball in home runs right now?
I'm going to say...
He looks immediately at Dan Ball for help. He looks to his left like, Dan, could you help me a little bit here?
I'll say Aaron Judge.
He does not. Fitzy, do you know who leads Major League Baseball in home runs?
Major League Baseball in home runs. Cal Raleigh?
Indeed. His nickname, Stiz, is the Big Dumper. He is...
Oh, love him already.
A member of the Seattle Mariners. He's a catcher. And he's got 38 home runs at the All-Star break.
That's insane.
It really is. And his nickname also helps make him popular. They're actually selling jerseys in Seattle now that say the Big Dumper. And Stiz, he is nicknamed the Big Dumper because, well, he got a big bum.
I like
and,
big butts, and
yep,
I cannot lie.
He can't. Yeah, absolutely. But
he's,
so,
man, what a legend he would be if he was in Boston.
Big Dumper.
Oh, I would definitely. I know Wicked I'm not allowed Dumper. To wear the jersey, according to Ted Johnson, but that's a jersey I'd get, the Big Dumper jersey. So, Dan Ball, what is the roster of players who will be competing in tonight's Home Run Derby before we all make our picks?
Well, you got the Big Dumper, Cal Raleigh from the Mariners. You also got O'Neill Cruz of the Pittsburgh Pirates, James Wood of the Nationals, Byron Buxton of the Twins, Matt Olson, who was in for Ronald Acuna, both members of the Atlanta Braves, Junior Caminero, who we just saw here at Fenway, he plays for the Rays, Brent Rooker of the A's, and then Jazz Chisholm, for some reason, of the New York Yankees.
Why
those are your
Jazz
eight.
Jazz Chisholm?
It's not overly star-studded necessarily, but it's intriguing, I guess.
You got a guy with 38 home runs, baby.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, he's a very good player. I'm just saying star in terms of Judge, Ohtani, not even Pete Alonso this year, Mr. Home Run Derby.
And he is Mr. Home Run Derby. And, you know, we kind of made the point, even though Cal Raleigh's having a great year, a just casual Boston sports fan is not overly familiar with the guy on the West Coast doing his thing. So I will go first. because I picked this guy solely on his nickname, and I will take Cal Raleigh, even though, Fitzy, I think I'm setting myself up for failure because I feel like the guy who is having the great year usually has a great opening round at the home run derby contest, hits like a boatload, and then peters out and doesn't win
it. And the dump up hoops out.
Absolutely. Also, a guy named as the big dumper, does he have the stamina to go three rounds deep here in this? That concerns me.
He is a catcher, though. I mean, you need stamina in order to be back there nine innings and also hit that way.
What are the conditions like in Atlanta tonight? It's probably hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, big dumper is going to need a big dumper, a Gatorade all over him to stay cool. But that's my guy. I'm going with the big dumper, and I will be placing that wager on my app gives me better odds for that.
All right, so I guess I should go next.
Yes.
And I'm going to go with, because recency bias is a hell of a drug, I got to watch this guy both on television and in person swing out of his socks with every at bat. Truly feels like a threat to go long, go yard every time he's at bat. And of course, he did it once on Thursday night against Waka Buehler. Give me Junior Caminero from the Tampa Rays. This guy's got a swing. He has got some power. And there's nothing like the coming out party on national television that is the home run derby to let everyone know that you are a power hitter that's here to stay with a little staying power, no less. So give me Junior Caminero to win the 2025 home run derby.
Dan Ball?
All right. My pick is I'm going with the hometown hero. I'm taking Matt Olson. It's a little bit shorter out to right field than left field. The kind of the chop house area in right field is pretty hitter friendly. So your lefties who pull the ball are going to have a good chance to succeed. So that also helps your boy Big Dumper Andy. By the way, plus 300 odds, shortest odds of anybody. So way to pick the favorite. But I like Olson.
I like winners.
He tagged in for Ronald Acuna, so maybe the expectations are a little bit lower. It wasn't part of the original field, but I like the hometown hero feel good story game. Yeah. Matt Olson.
He'll get a little buzz bump out of the ballpark because he is the hometown guy. They always like to have a hometown guy for that reason. They
and
want
he's
the crowd.
On his way to what could be his fifth 40 home run season. So let's go.
Wow.
I love when
you
Stiz
didn't just look
research.
That up, did you?
I looked it up earlier in the day because I had to pick one, and I'm going with the like what Dan said. I just love the home kid was born and raised in Atlanta.
And I want him to be on the Boston Red Sox, but that's a side note, a topic for a different day. He was one of my trade targets if you were going to look for a everyday first baseman, although first base hasn't really been an issue. Stiz, who'd you pick after all your research? You ran all the numbers, and you can't pick somebody who's already been picked.
No, yet. Brian already said I could. We got the graphic up and everything.
What?
Yeah, Matt Olson.
Oh, you're taking – so the behind-the-glass boys,
yeah,
big
we'll go with one,
Matt Olson.
So that's just
fans.
One vote, the producers. Okay.
Yeah.
Apparently.
The BTG boys.
And did Brian give himself a vote?
Good question.
I haven't seen the graphic.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay, so we'll skip right past that. He doesn't get a vote if he doesn't chime in.
He's going to come and sprint it down the hallway. I picked Matt Olson, too.
Plus, he's an NBA guy. What does he know about home run derbies? Dunk contest, 3-point. We'll talk to you, Brian, for
you
now.
Can't
you don't
pick
get
Wembanyama.
Nope, you can't. Imagine him with a bat. He'd be like the size of the bat. It'd be like the bat swinging him.
Brian has picked James Wood. That is the picture on the graphic that just went out. So you got Big Dumper, Caminero, me and Stiz both have Matt Olson, and then James Wood belongs to Furzoco.
Okay.
That's where we're going.
I'm going to win.
So congrats to the other four.
I'm going to go make a little money on whichever apps gives me better odds.
What's your whole dollar that you're going to put down?
Two. It's two. I always bet $2 unless I'm feeling really good. Then it's 10, and I'm not feeling really good about this, so I will not be putting 10 on Cal Raleigh. I'll be putting $2 for him to win the home run derby. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 4 o'clock. Fitzy, what time is that?
Football o'clock.
4 o'clock football time. That means we talk a little Patriots. Training camp is now less than 2 weeks away. Guys are reporting. They're getting back in Foxborough. And our question today to lead off an hour of football talk here will be, what are the most competitive positions on the Patriots roster, the most competitive positions we'll see in training camp? And remember, competitive does not always mean good. Fitzy had a bum fight at right tackle last year. Sometimes you can be really competitive and not really good, and there may be some cases of that on the Patriots roster and training camp practice fields this summer. Most competitive Patriots positions next as we kick off 4 o'clock football here on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average,
and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.